Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Tawbah, the chapter on repentance. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi brings a brief introduction to Tawbah, and then he goes into the ayat of Quran and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So in this introduction he says, قَالَ الْعُلَمَاءُ التَّوْبَةُ وَاجِبَةٌ مِنْ كُلِّ ذَنْبٍ فَإِنْ كَانَتِ الْمَعْصِيَةُ بَيْنَ الْعَبْدِ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى لَا تَتَعَلَّقُ بِحَقِّ آدَمِيِّينَ فلها ثلاثة شروط: أحدها أن يقلع على المعصية، والثاني أن يندم على فعلها، والثالث أن يعزم ألا يعود إليها أبدا. فإن فقد أحد الثلاثة لم تصح توبته. وإن كانت المعصية تتعلق بآدميين فشروطها أربعة هذه الثلاثة: وأن يبرى من حق صاحبها، فإن كانت مالا أو نحوه رده إليه، وإن كانت حد قذف ونحوه مكنه منه أو طلب عفوه، وإن كانت غيبة استحله منها. ويجب أن يتوب من جميع الذنوب، فإن تاب من بعدها صحت توبته عند أهل الحق من ذلك الذنب وبقي عليه الباقي. وقد تظاهرت دلائل الكتاب والسنة وإجماع الأمة على وجوب التوبة. في إمام Nawawi rahmatullah is explaining something, that Tawbah in two broad categories. One is with regards to huququllah, those rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and secondly is with those rights as far as ibadah concerned, the people are concerned. One is something that is between him and Allah. For example, salah, that is between him and Allah, it doesn't have to do with the rights of anybody else. Now that is known as huququllah, that is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the person performs his salat. And then you get this, another example, حقوق العباد, the rights of people. He's owing somebody money. Now he has to deliver that money. Or he has hurt somebody, he has harmed somebody. So now when he's hurt somebody, he has harmed somebody, he's actually taken away the right of another person. So this is known as حقوق العباد. And in the category of حقوق العباد, actually he's going against Allah Ta'ala also, and he's going against a person. So it's a double sin. Why? Because one is you breaking the law of Allah by hurting and harming somebody, and one is you are actually harming somebody. The first one is huququllah, which is between you and Allah Ta'ala. Although it's wrong, it's a sin, but there isn't another party that is involved. So anyway, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah is saying, the scholars state that tawbah is compulsory from every sin. If the sin involves a right of Allah Ta'ala, and it is not related to the right of any human being, then there are three conditions that need to be fulfilled for this tawbah to be correct. If it is of the first category, it is only involving Allah Ta'ala, there isn't any third party, there isn't any human being involved, then there is three conditions for the tawbah that you're making to be correct. The first is, one should abandon the sin. He should leave out that sin. A person has got a habit, for example, of listening to music. Now this got nothing to do with any third party. He is between him and Allah Ta'ala. Or he's got a habit of drinking wine. So now it's between him and Allah Ta'ala. So the first condition for tawbah is he should abandon that sin. He must stop listening to that music, or he must stop drinking that wine. He must abandon that guna, first condition. Secondly, one should be remorseful over having committed the sin. A person should be very, very remorseful that I had committed that sin, I had got involved in the guna. Or it may be an example like getting involved in interest. Now a person, first thing he should do, he must stop getting involved in that interest. Then he should make tawbah. And then second is he should be very remorseful for that sin. And thirdly, one should make a firm resolution never to commit that sin again. If any of these three conditions are omitted, the repentance will not be valid. A person leaves out any one of these three. One is he doesn't leave out that guna. Secondly, he's not remorseful over it. And thirdly, the person doesn't make a resolution that he's going to give it up in future. Then any one of these three are left out, then the tawbah is not a true tawbah. True tawbah means he left out that guna, resolution not to do it again, and he's also feeling bad in his heart. Why did I commit this guna? Now this is what you call proper tawbah. Then Imam Nawawi rahmatullah explains that if the sin involves the right of a human being, now if it is involves a third party, for example, you may have sworn at somebody, you may have hurt somebody, you may have taken somebody's wealth away, you may have usurped some property of this. So now when it involves the right of a human being, four conditions need to be fulfilled in addition to these three conditions. So in addition to the first three conditions that we spoke about, abandoning the sin, feeling bad, and not to do it again, having that resolution. Now he says that there are four more conditions when it got to do with the rights of people. So first the three conditions that we spoke about, and then these four conditions. If it has to do with the wealth or anything similar, one should return it to the rightful owner. One should return that wealth that he had taken to the rightful owner. Doesn't mean you just tell the person, maaf, and everything is forgiven. What you stole from that person, that needs to be returned. What was unjustly taken, that has to be returned. So if it has to do with wealth or anything, it has to be returned. If it has to do with person harming somebody else verbally, for example, he may have swore at somebody, he may have verbally harmed somebody, or he may have hit the person. And now what he should do, he should give that person the right to hit him back. So this is what he should do. He should actually give him the right to hit him back, or alternatively ask him, maaf, I did the wrong thing, I shouldn't have hit you, I wrongfully hurt you, I'm asking you to forgive me. That is the second. The third is, if it has to do with backbiting, etc., then a person should now ask for forgiveness. So now what he should do is he should ask for forgiveness. So these, actually this was the fourth condition. So these four conditions, the first is a person should ask that person for maaf generally. That he, I committed something, so the first thing I need to do, I need to ask you for maaf. The second thing, it has to do with wealth, number two, then he should return the wealth. Number three, if it had to do with hurting somebody, harming somebody physically, etc., or swearing at somebody, give that person the right, you can swear back at me, you can hit me back, you can do that. Or if you don't want to do that, at least forgive me for what I did. So I'm not giving you that opportunity, but you don't want to, then I'm asking you for forgiveness. And the last, if it was to do with backbiting, or slander, or something of this nature, where he spoke out against the person, didn't know about it also, then he should ask for forgiveness. Now there's two things. When a person backbites somebody else, there's no need now to go and ask that person, or tell the person that, you know what, I spoke bad about your father, about your mother, because now he may feel bad. But he may ask the person generally for forgiveness, that I may have said something that was not appropriate, or I may have spoken something. He doesn't need to detail the finer detail, so he upsets the person. Especially when the person comes to know about it, this person should make it a point that he asks for forgiveness, make dua for that person, or if the person doesn't know about it, then he should just make dua for that person and ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive him. And when he does see that person, generally ask the person for forgiveness. So these are the steps that a person takes to make tawbah. Now the question may come that we did the bab, the first chapter of ikhlas, we understood why ikhlas was brought first, intention has to be right. Why is tawbah brought second? Ulama explained that this tawbah is the first step when a person wants to change his life. When a person wants to change his life, he goes and he meets some buzruq, he takes some the company of a pious person. This is the first thing that they make him do, is they get him to give up all the gunas that he was involved in. Like a person who's a diabetic, he goes to see the doctor will tell him, see all these sweet things that are in your diet, remove all these things. Before we start the treatment, we need you to take out all those things that are harming you. Or like a person wants to shine his teeth and make his teeth look very nice, first thing the doctor will tell him, we need to sort out all those teeth that are rotten, those things that are wrong, we need to sort that out first. Another example ulama give is like a room. A room that's got a damp smell, the paint is very old, it's flaking. Now the person wants to give it a new look. He wants to paint it nicely, he wants to give it a fresh look. What does he do? He doesn't start immediately painting over that old paint. First thing he'll do is he'll take a scraper and he'll scrape out all that old paint. If there's areas that the plaster is damaged, he'll remove the plaster, he'll remove all the flakes. So after he removes all this, then only he starts with the new paint. So the gunas and the sins that we got in our body is like all that old flaking paint that is spoiling us. So the first thing we need to do is remove it completely before we start bringing new paint and bringing a new look and a new feel. So therefore Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought a chapter on Tawbah next, how we can clean out all the gunas before we start proceeding in bringing new things. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.